This is overflowing. Fill me with spunk. I want to be filled up with spunk. That's it, really. That's the blog post. Right now, I am utterly and completely obsessed with grabbing a dude by the lapels, dragging him towards me so my lips are right against his ear and I can breathe in that horny scent of him, and then growling into his ear, "Please fill me with your spunk." Not just one guy, either. Ideally, he'd be one of many. I want to get filled up with spunk, and the more spunk there is, the better. Note, the fantasy I'm about to tell you might touch on some themes that are a tiny bit non-consensual. They're technically extremely consensual, because I wank about them, and if this scene were to happen in real life, please, 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 it would only happen if everyone were fully on board with the roleplay. Let's start with the fantasy. It's one I've had for a while. It starts, as 90% of my fantasies do, because I'm a lazy and repetitive wanker, with a guy bending me over a desk, or table, or sofa, or other item of sturdy equipment, so I can get fully and thoroughly fucked. In this fantasy, he beats me to show me what'll happen if I don't keep quiet, then beats me again, harder this time, to make me stop crying. With an air of detachment, need, and vague disgust at my inability to just stay still and fucking behave, he fucks me really brutally, like he's desperate to get the spunk out, until he comes really deep in my cunt. That's part one. Often I'll have come by the end of part one, so part two isn't necessary. But should I find my Zumio batteries less than charged or my brain too tired or drunk to get me off quickly, that's when my imaginary dude ushers in a few of his friends. Because, you see, having dumped his cum inside me, he's now hit with that post-fuck guilt and shame, as well as a kind of self-revulsion that my cunt's full of cum now, and what if this slut gets pregnant? So he invites his friends to fuck all of his cum out of me. Holds me down by the shoulders, perhaps with help from someone else if I'm doing a bit too much squirming, then invites the other participants to fucking fill me up. Fill me with so much spunk that his own jizz dribbles from my cunt as the next person's load gets dumped in. One after the other, they step forward, maybe jostling to be the next in line, or stepping back if they don't think they're close enough yet. Whenever someone feels like they are close, they get precedence, and whoever's in the process of brutally bruising my cervix will stand aside, so whoever's closest to the edge gets to slide their dick in and make their contribution by pumping in torrents of their own. I think this is a pretty standard fantasy, isn't it? Maybe I've just skewed my expectations by existing here for so long, wallowing in the spaff-splattered gutter of sex Twitter and this blog, until my radar for what counts as standard has fizzled and melted like, well, like it's been drowned in a tsunami of jizz. I've been wanking to this fantasy quite a lot more than I usually would lately, and not just because I've been bad at remembering to charge up my fucking Zumio. I've been thinking about it more, I suspect, because bareback is something precious and special that I haven't been allowed in a while. The fabulous people at SHL, who do free postal STI testing if you're in London, check them out, shl.uk. They're efficient, but I can't waste their precious resources just so I can ask men I barely know to fill me with all of their spaff. So that's the first reason. It's impractical at the moment. And in the mind of a horny perv like me, impractical can be swiftly spun into forbidden. Getting filled with cum isn't just impractical, it's forbidden. And there's absolutely nothing that is hotter than forbidden. I can tell you to the day how long it's been since somebody jizzed inside me. 149 days, June the 11th, do not ask. The other day, I wrote some erotica for my fabulous site sponsor, Frolic Me, frolicme.com, check them out. And at the end of the lovely scene I was writing up, the woman lies on her stomach on the sofa, cum dripping out of her well-fucked cunt as the guy who put it there relaxes and enjoys the view. The phrase, well-fucked cunt, spun round and round in my head, along with the jizz drip image, until it took all the inner strength I had not to text one of the people who is geographically convenient but emotionally inconvenient and beg them to come fill me up. The next reason I'm obsessed with it is because of a friend with whom I discussed spunk a lot. You've met him here on the blog. He's a genius. Because after a day or two of fucking and chatting and generally obsessing over spunk, during which I mentioned this fantasy, or some variation on it, and he reciprocated the general love for a scene which ends with someone getting filled till they're overflowing with multiple loads of jizz, we went out to lunch. A lovely, wholesome, delicious lunch on a fine sunny day. We wandered up to the restaurant, popped our masks on, then just before we were led to our table, he pulled me to one side and said, "I'm just going to say one word to you." Then with a filthy smile and neat, precise pronunciation, he mouthed the word overflowing. And I couldn't concentrate on lunch because I was thinking about getting my cunt filled with gallons and gallons of jizz. There are other stories that feed into this current obsession, which I won't tell you about in detail because they involve future plans that I'm suddenly worried about jinxing. But for what it's worth, one of them involves, I hope, an absolute fuck ton of spunk, to which I have staked a legally binding claim. Anyone who tries to take that spaff from me will be seeing my lawyer in sex court. Do you see why I'm so keen to grab men and beg them to fill me with spunk? I'm tying this piece in to the kink of the week topic, gangbangs, partly because my post about getting gangbanged in a sex club wasn't exactly the hottest thing I've written, and I felt like this topic deserved a bit more filth. Head to kinkoftheweek.mollysdailykiss.com to read other people's take on gangbangs. But also partly because my dream scenario, as described before, is pretty classic gangbang fodder, one in which they all take turns to come inside me until there's jizz fully pouring out of my cunt, until what goes in inevitably pushes some of the previous load out. Until my cunt is so well fucked that the mixed loads of multiple men drip, no, gush, down my thighs. As I say, I'm tying this into the gangbang topic, but as you may be able to tell from the horny, stream of consciousness, poorly written wank rag nature of this blog post, I absolutely do not give a flying fuck how beautiful or neat or well written this is. And frankly, right now, it doesn't even need to be a gangbang. I just need to be filled up with spunk. Loads of it. Fucking inside me. One guy or two guys or 12 guys, it doesn't matter. I want forbidden bareback fucking and a warning just before you orgasm so I can squeeze good and tight and make the most of the sensation when your dick twitches as you squirt it good and deep. I want my cunt to fucking overflow with it. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. Brief note, I know this blog post is very normative in a whole lot of ways. Not all men can fill me with spunk, as not all men can do some of the other things I fetishise at various points in time. At the moment, my sex chat and fantasies revolve fairly heavily around cum, so cum is what you're getting. It's hot. It's not the be-all and end-all, though. So it's important to point out that although not every guy is able to fill me with spunk, most of them are still more than capable of fingering me under a bridge on one of London's many dark towpaths. I'm extremely horny, and guys, we do have options.